Track 7, more news stories. This one is headlined Malicious Obstruction of Railway. An investigation has been launched by police following malicious obstruction of the railway near Newton Abbot Station. British Transport Police have confirmed that over the past 3 weeks, there have been several incidents of malicious obstruction of the town's rail line. The police are investigating a series of incidents of malicious obstruction in Newton Abbot over the past 3 weeks, a spokesperson for the police said. A passenger aboard a train approaching Newton Abbot from Exeter on Sunday, November the 10th, told the Mid Devon Advertiser that it was forced to perform an emergency stop as the train in front had hit something on the line.
Entries for town's Boxing Day dip open. Entries for one of Tynmouth's most popular festive traditions, the Tynmouth Royal National Lifeboat Institute Boxing Day dip, have opened. To help manage the number of entries and to ensure that the event can run smoothly and safely, this year registration is all online. To sign up, participants can search Tynmouth RNLI on Eventbrite. The dip is open to adults and children over the age of 12 who must be accompanied by a parent or guardian, with a suggested donation of £5 per adult. On the day, Thursday, December the 26th, check-in will open at 10 a.m. on Tynmouth Seafront before a warm-up on the beach and then splashdown at 11 a.m. Fancy dress is, as always, welcomed, and there will be prizes for the best-dressed adult, child and team. The event raised £4,287 last year, and organisers hope the 2024 dip will raise even more money to help save lives at sea. The Tynmouth RNLI Boxing Day dip has been a popular event in the town's festive calendar for around 15 years. And after having to cancel the event in 2022 due to safety concerns relating to sand levels, the fundraising team has been hard at work to ensure the event can go ahead this year. Recently appointed events coordinator Claire Drew said, "People have been asking for a while now how they can get involved, so I'm pleased to announce entries are now live. We're also looking for sponsorship and donations for prizes, though there's lots of ways locals can get involved this year."
Bathing water rules don't go far enough. Plans to shake up the rules around bathing water quality are inadequate, according to a local campaign group. The Department for Environment, Food and Rural Affairs, DEFRA, announced plans on November the 12th to overhaul bathing water regulations to improve water quality and public safety. Reforms include removing the fixed bathing water season, which currently runs from May to September, so official testing can take place throughout the year, and redefining bathers to include paddle boarders and surfers. Bathing water sites are the pride of local communities across the country, but the current system is not working for all, and reform is long overdue, announced Water Minister Emma Hardy at the launch of a 6-week public consultation into the proposed regulation changes. However, Friends of the River Teen Fort said that while it welcomed the proposed changes as a step in the right direction, in some areas the updates do not go far enough. "We are pleased that water quality testing will last for longer," a Fort spokesman said. "We know from our own testing that the water quality at some locations can be very poor later in the year, even though water temperatures remain warm. We also welcome the potential changes to the definition of bathers. Everyone who uses the water is entitled to clean and safe water. However, in some areas, the proposed rules do not go far enough. The new rules will make it easier for poor bathing water results, such as those that have occurred at Sheldon, to be ignored in the official calculations of water quality. There also needs to be more testing of the chemical content of our rivers and seas, something that is not addressed by these proposals. The government needs to back up these welcome changes with more resources to enable the Environment Agency to carry out more effective testing and forecasting. Ultimately, improvements in water quality can only be achieved by tackling all sources of pollution, including agricultural runoff and sewage overviews. The group has started its own water testing program during the winter. On October the 17th, a sample taken from Shalton Beach was found to contain bacteria at levels between 6 and 10 times the recognised limits for safe bathing.
The next story is about an outstanding school with remarkable reach. A small school with a remarkable reach, that's the verdict from Ofsted following their October visit to Broadhempston Primary School. The school was awarded an outstanding grade in both the behaviour and attitudes and personal development categories, which demonstrates its unwavering commitment to fostering both academic excellence and personal growth among its pupils. The report highlights the school's exceptional ability to nurture well-rounded individuals who are not only high achievers, but also compassionate, responsible citizens. The report also praises the school's remarkable attendance record, with pupils, including those who are disadvantaged, attending school regularly and enthusiastically. The high level of attendance is a direct result of the warming, welcoming, supportive and engaging environment that the school fosters. The Ofsted inspection concluded by saying that the pupils at Broadhempston are exceptionally well prepared for life outside of the school.
Upper Den to remain closed next summer. The Upper Den carriageway on Tymouth Seafront will close during the summer of 2025, despite calls by Tymouth Town Council to keep the road open year-round. Tymouth Town Council and traders are keen to benefit from the additional parking along the Upper Den carriageway during the busy summer months. However, last week's Tunbridge Highways and Traffic Orders Committee meeting ruled that further consultation needs to be undertaken regarding safety, environmental and policy issues. Tymouth Town Council put forward a similar proposal 2 years ago, but was overruled due to safety concerns. The road is frequently used by families visiting the beach, play area and skate park. Its revised proposals include measures such as speed humps and crossing points.
The chair of Dawlish Chamber of Trade and Commerce has been co-opted as a Dawlish Town Councillor. Colin Jolliffe, who stood as an independent candidate, represents the Dawlish North East ward. As chairman of the Dawlish Chamber, Colin launched Dawlish Business Breakfasts earlier this year to help businesses in and around the town to collaborate and build their networks. The breakfasts proved to be so popular that the chamber widened its reach and launched a monthly coffee morning for those unable to make the early starts. Under Colin's leadership, membership of the Dawlish Chamber has increased by 50%. Colin made his declaration at last week's Dawlish Town Council meeting and is ready to represent the Dawlish community as a town councillor.